You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. After RBI MPC announced its decision to keep the key policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, maintaining status quo for the third time in a row, economists and experts said that the central bank is expected to remain on a prolonged pause given the aim to revert inflation to 4% target. Senior economist Kotak Institutional Equities said, quote, "We continue to believe that the RBI will remain on a prolonged pause given the aim to revert inflation to 4% target while inflation remains around the 5% handle for now. Second, it will watch for durability of the recent price increases and impact on inflation expectations. And third, it will gauge the impact of 250 BPS of rate hike on growth inflation dynamics," unquote. Meanwhile, RBI is to create a framework to stop banks from increasing home loan EMI tenures. It is no more a surprise as banks have been increasing the repo rate linked home loan EMI terms in the wake of rising key policy rates. In many cases, it has been reported earlier this year that home loan EMI tenures are running beyond the retirement age for many borrowers. While the interest rate goes up, borrowers have two options. Either they can increase their EMI amount or they can ask the bank to increase their EMI tenure to keep their monthly outgo for loan repayment unchanged. In SME news, Indian startups may heave a sigh of relief soon as investors expect the funding spring to return over the next 6 to 12 months after a prolonged funding winter. Consultancy firm Redseer on Thursday, citing a survey of 21 investors in June this year, said that 50% of respondents expect 6 to 12 months' time to funding spring, while 22% expect 12 to 18 months' time. Hemant Taneja, MD and CEO, General Catalyst said, quote, "I think it will probably be 9 to 12 months before the market environment stabilizes. I believe that growth investing will pick up then as there is a lot of capital available to be invested," unquote. Moving on, Aditya Birla Group flagship, Grasim Industries, on Thursday posted its fiscal first quarter consolidated profit at ₹2,576.35 crores, down 6.6% as against ₹2,758.75 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at ₹31,065.19 crores, up 10.8% in comparison to ₹28,041.54 crores during the first quarter of financial year 2022-23. The revenue increase was driven by strong performance of key subsidiaries Ultratech Cement, Aditya Birla Capital and Aditya Birla Renewables. The company EBITDA stood at ₹4,981 crores, up 5% on year. While the total income recorded by Grasim Industries was at ₹31,360.98 crores, total expenses during the quarter ended June 2023 stood at ₹27,923.38 crores. In other news, it took over 20 minutes for Rahul Gandhi in his roughly 37-minute long parliament speech to come to the point. Back from suspension a day ago, Rahul spoke in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday during the debate on the no-confidence motion brought by the opposition to corner the government on the issue of Manipur. Much of Rahul's address, preceded by the hype around his comeback, was based on his experiences, even metaphysical enlightening, during his Bharat Jodo Yatra that ended 6 months and two parliament sessions ago. Rahul is not an exception among leaders from the 26-party INDIA opposition bloc who have spoken in the Lok Sabha on the no-confidence motion moved by Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi so far. On to some exciting news, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, recently announced that certain Pratt & Whitney P&W engines with material anomalies will only minimally affect the Indigo airline fleet. Out of the 15 engines powering Indigo planes that will be impacted, 13 are currently non-operational, lessening the immediate impact. Indigo is a prominent customer for A320 planes, which use P&W engines, and Gofers A320neo fleet is also equipped with these engines. P&W based in the US recently revealed that an unusual condition in the powered metal used for certain engine parts could potentially decrease their lifespan. Lastly, domestic indices ended Thursday's volatile session in the red after RBI MPC kept the key repo rates unchanged and raised the inflation forecast. The NSE Nifty 50 tanked 89.45 points or 0.46% to 19,543.10 and BSE Sensex sank 307.63 points or 0.47% to 65,688.18. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty plunged 338.90 points or 0.76% to 44,541.80. Nifty FMCG tumbled 0.91%, Nifty Pharma fell 0.74%, Nifty PSU Bank plunged 0.81%, while Nifty Media jumped 6.63%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Adani Enterprises, Adani Ports, IndusInd Bank, Titan and ONGC, while the losers were Asian Paints, Kotak Bank, Britannia, ITC and Nestle India. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.